Radio.
Okay. Listen. Pause everybody that just came from Late Night Talk with Shad. Listen to me when I say that I meant no disrespect to my brother or anyone else in the room. I'm an intellectual. Sin is a sapiosexual. Like, we were just voicing our opinion and discussing what we feel like love and lust is and the difference between the two. It was nothing against any one particular person. It was not to be disrespectful, but this is what happens when you get a room full of people and you group them together and you try to have intellectual conversations. People have different thoughts and different opinions. And this is what happens. You know, you just, I'm not for everybody. Sin is not for everybody. My bro is not for everybody. But let's not think for 1 point, second minute in time that it was for me or Sin or anyone to be disrespectful towards any other person, race, sex, anything. It wasn't like that. Like, we were discussing a topic, and me and Sin were extremely passionate about that topic. So we expressed, or I expressed rather, because she didn't say much. I just expressed what I wanted to say. And as far as my sister talking about what happened to Shad's 30 minutes, like, he asks the question and the guests answer. I'm a guest. I answered the question. We went back and forth. It's not my fault that I might type quicker than the next person to express my opinion. Now, don't get me wrong, but for the past 4 weeks that we've been having these conversations, I've been dominating these conversations because everyone else in the room, although they may have an opinion, I'm always the first one to message my bro and be like, I'll go, I'll answer this, hence, therefore, ergo, this is why my brother has been hitting me up to aid him with these conversations, with these late night talks with Shad. My bro has been telling me, sis, I'm going to need you to be my right hand. I'm going to need you to be here. So when you question what happened to Shad's 30 minutes, that's what happened. I interacted with Shad. He asked the question, and I answered. If my answer was too long for you, I'm sorry for you. I don't understand where all of this hostility is coming from. Like, I really don't deal with this messiness. Like, at the end of the day, my topic for the night had nothing to do with Shad's topic. So if you don't want to listen to my show, you can hang up. But it's Lyric here, and I'm with my lovely co-host, Sin. And tonight, we're going to be talking about long-distance relationships. Babe, I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm about to leave this messy-ass room because I'm getting tired of all of the criticism because I had an opinion because I'm intellectual and I have a fucking mind. Fuck out of here. Anyways, to all my other listeners who are avid listeners of me, Queenship Radio, fuck out of here, we're going to be talking about long-distance relationships. Woo, woo. Tonight we have lined up for you a couple of things as far as long-distance relationships go. We have some links and some cool things for you guys to do if you're in a long-distance relationship and you're really feeling this person and you want it to work out, all this extra shit. But I've been talking for the past 4 minutes since we got on air. I'm going to shut the fuck up for a split second and let my co-host Sin talk and introduce herself. Go ahead, babe.
Just gonna be here. I'm just gonna chill for the moment. So I'm gonna let Lyric do her thing, and I'm just gonna vibe for a second.
Somebody got they mad, but I'm not answering no fucking extra invites right now. I'm going on D&D. I'm doing my show. If y'all niggas gonna hear me, you can hear me here. So long-distance relationships, I've had quite a few of them, especially being on IMVU. You meet someone, you fall in love, you feel like it's going to last forever, you want to make it last forever, you want to work on it, you want to do this, and you want to do that. So basically, guys, I'm not really here to give too much advice tonight. I'm just here to give you guys some advice and some tips and some pointers on how to keep your love long-lasting and how to entertain your partner while you're miles and miles away. You know, long distance kills. It hurts, and I've been there before. So first I'm going to bring up, there is this blog it's like a one-stop shop for long-distance relationships. They have blogs, they have advice, they have encouragement, they have gift ideas. Where you want to go for this, guys, is www.lovingfromadistance.com. If you go to www.lovingfromadistance.com, you're able to find some blogs, you're able to find testimonials and also encouragement, beautiful quotes and gift ideas for you and your partner when you're in a long-distance relationship. They have a lot of things that I have actually used before. That's my next topic, or not topic, but just point to hit, gift ideas. They have so many gift ideas. And one of the gift ideas that I've actually used myself is Message in a Bottle, guys. And you can go to www.messageinabottle.com. What these people will do for you, they will get, they will make the paper like aged looking, like something that old. Or you can pick any type of paper that you want, and they'll take rose petals, and they'll take sand and seashells, whatever it is that you want to fill this bottle. And they'll put it inside of a beautiful, beautiful glass wine bottle, clear, unless you choose another color. And you can write a letter. You can write exactly whatever it is that you want to write on this letter, and they will fold it up or roll it up and stick it inside the bottle and mail it to your partner in a beautiful, beautiful wooden palette. Or they'll put it in whatever you ask them to put it in. But they have bottles on here for lower than $29.99. They have some where there are specials and they'll be $19.99. So if you're in a long-distance relationship on IMV and you're just running out of ideas to keep that person intrigued by you and interested in your relationship, definitely go to www.messageinabottle.com. And write her a love note, write her a letter, and give her a keepsake that she can keep forever and ever and ever, even after you guys have linked up and moved in with one another. It'll be something that she can set on the mantle, or he can set on the mantle and have as a keepsake forever and ever and ever. Also, once again, the website for your one-stop shop for long-distance relationships, it's going to be www.lovingfromadistance.com. They have a bunch of different websites for gifts. They have a bunch of testimonials from long-distance couples that have turned into real-life couples, or, you know, that have moved in with one another. They have a bunch of ideas that, you know, it'll be just really good for you guys to explore together. Other than that, I also have a website. I know flowers are sort of cliche, and it's like, flowers again. But a lot of people will use websites like Edible Arrangements, and if your partner is really into fruit, or if you guys are about to link up soon, it'd be a good idea to get her an edible arrangement that has mostly pineapples, because then you already know that pussy going to be real good. But if you're tired of Sherry's Berries and edible arrangements, there is this one website, www.thebooks.com, thebooks.com. I love The Books because they have flat rates. They always have a coupon code for 10 or 20% off, and the flowers automatically come with the vase, and it's a beautiful vase depending on the bouquet. These bouquets come from volcanoes, just beautiful places all around the world. They get their bouquets from Hawaii, and they ship them overnight. Like, it's just crazy. Really beautiful what they do with these bouquets. So if you guys want to send your lady flowers and include the vase, and, you know, just make sure it gets to her in a timely manner where these flowers are still young and blossoming, you definitely want to get to www.thebooks.com. And, I have a couple of other websites for you, and I have some ideas if you guys want to do dates long-distance-wise. But we have a caller, and it's a 201 number, and I'm pretty sure it is Bree. But I don't really know yet, so I'm going to answer this call. Caller, what's good?
What's cracking?
I already know it was you, Cruff.
Come on, Cruff. You already know I'm the number one Cruff in the world.
Yeah, crusty as fuck. What's good, everybody? Welcome, Bree Station, a.k.a. Papa Cruff.
Yo, all right, look. Some suggestions on how to make your little long-distance relationships work. You could easily, like, write your girl a letter at first. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's handwritten. It takes 2 seconds to text. It takes a while to write a handwritten letter. That's like chivalry right there. That's it. Yeah, your edible arrangement idea is also valid as fuck. Flowers.
Yes, definitely. You know, that was actually going to be one of the points that I hit next. You know, Aaliyah said it best with a four-page letter. Aaliyah said it best with a four-page letter. You know, a lot of people want to talk on Kick and talk via text message, talk via Facebook, but it's really sweet if you're in a long-distance relationship to spend some money on a stamp. To be honest, I don't even know how the fuck much a stamp is right now. It could be 30 cents, could be 45. I don't know, but I know that it's spent. Okay, 47 cents, which is not yellow dollar. It's not even 50 cents. So even if you're on the lower end, you know, of the fucking, you know, society, whatever the case may be, you don't have that much money, you know, muster together 47 cents. Get you some paper. Write your boo a letter. Send it in the mail if you trust your partner enough. Give them your address, you know, exchange addresses, and write each other letters. You know, it could be a note, it could be a four-page letter, it could be a little love, it could be whatever it is. It could be a drawing, it could be whatever it is that comes from the heart. But it's definitely a good way to keep that love abreast, to, you know, to just let them know that you're thinking about them and it's not just about sex or phone sex or cam sex or it's not just physical. You're taking the time out of your life to write to this person, to put your actual, you know, handwriting down on a piece of paper or whatever it may be, you know, and go to the post office, find that blue box, open that shit, do things that we're not really susceptible to anymore. It's like technology has taken over, and it's really coming between us communicating as a race, as a human race. So I definitely agree with Brianna that you've done that with your shorty. You guys are in a long-distance relationship, so why don't you tell me what else it is that you guys do to keep your love alive?
We have a communication, and we have, like, trust, basically, because that's really what you need in long-distance relationships. You got to have a basic communication. Nothing is based off of sex. It's mostly mental. Like, nothing is physical at all. You just got to, you know, you got to be able to connect.
Right. Definitely. I definitely agree. You guys have to be able to connect. There has to be multiple level of communications present in order for you guys to make it work. And speaking of which, I have a couple of cool ideas that I've actually done in long-distance relationships. You guys think, well, we won't ever get to go on a date until we're with each other in the physical. That's not really true. There's a bunch of websites and a bunch of things that will enable you to go on dates from a distance with one another. One of the options that I have is Fandango. That shit is, like, so convenient for you personally when you're, like, at home. You're like, I want to go to a movie. I want to see what's showing in my area. Go to Fandango. www.fandango.com. Boom. But if you know your partner's zip code, you can see what movies are showing in their area, and you can get movies close in time with one another, or maybe even the same time. If there's no time difference, you go to Fandango and you find the AMC or whatever other movie theater option you have, and find the movie that you guys have both been talking about, that you've both been wanting to see, and you wish that you could see it together. Find it. Find it playing at the same time at the theaters in your location and purchase that ticket for your bae and electronically send that ticket to your bae and be like, bae, because if that's your bae, you should know her schedule. You should know that she's off. She has nothing to do. You should know that she's available to get to that movie theater. And be like, bae, go check your email. I purchased you a ticket to see this movie at this time, and guess what? I'm going to see this movie at this time as well. Whether it be you guys Skype in the theater, which might be a little too noisy for the other movie watchers, but you guys can talk on the phone or you can Kick or you can text while the movie is going on. The point is that you guys are both out of the house at the same time, at the same place, doing the same thing, watching a movie that you both really wanted to enjoy and you couldn't be together in the physical to do it at this time because maybe the plane ticket was too expensive. But a movie ticket, come on, the max, what, $15? You can do that for your partner, for your lover, for someone that you really want to be with in real life, that you're in a long-distance relationship with. Go ahead and go to that movie with your partner and view that movie with your partner at the same time. You guys can come out and go get some frozen yogurt after, I mean, whatever your favorite restaurant is, McDonald's, Chipotle, that's another thing. Chipotle and Panera Bread always have Wi-Fi. You guys want to go out on a cute little date and spend some time together offline? Go to Chipotle. Go to McDonald's. Go to Burger King at the same damn time and order your food and sit there and talk to one another on Skype. You can view each other, and it will be like you guys are really together. You know what I mean? Even though you're not together in the physical, you guys are together visually, and sometimes that's enough for your partner. It really could be. I think Bria's calling back, so I'm going to answer the phone again. Hola, hola, hola.
Yeah, I'm back, yeah. Like you were just saying, the visual Skype thing, man, FaceTime, bro. Step into 2016, I'm just saying.
Okay,
nobody got
everybody
time
has an iPhone, Bree. I had an iPhone last year, but this year I have an Android. So, you know, you can alternate between FaceTime, Skype, Google. We can do Voxer and just voice chat, or, you know, there's a million different possibilities. But, yes, Bree, like, you know, if you can't be together in the physical, literally, then there's other ways that you can see your partner and do these things and visualize eating with your partner, visualize watching a movie with your partner. And there's also another cool website that I want to give to you guys. It's called Rabbit. It's www.rabbit.it.com. And with Rabbit, you can watch, talk, and see shows together. You can see movies together. You guys can stream Hulu. You guys can stream Netflix. You guys can stream CouchTuner, Showtime, HBO, YouTube. So basically, it's a super fucking cool website that you log into.
Sound like a fucking
your
user toy.
Name. No, like, yeah, we know about the Rabbit. That's another thing that you can use to keep your long-distance relationship intact. But that's another talk. We're going to talk about that later. So Rabbit.com, it's, like I said, once again, www.rabbit. No, wait, I'm sorry, rabbit.it. So it's rab.it. This website will enable you to watch shows or movies from any website that you choose, as well as communicate with one another via message, voice, or camera. So you guys can be watching the same show at the same time. If you guys want to watch Power, you guys want to watch Scandal, anything that's on YouTube, it could be Martin, it could be whatever. Whatever you can type into that tool to search for whatever it is that you want to watch, live stream it. You can live stream it together as well as cam together. You can even live stream porn. You can go to RedTube.com and put it in and stream it together and watch porn together. And, I mean, inevitably do whatever it is that you do when you watch porn with someone together on cam, on mic, or via text on this website. So it's a really cool website. And if you decide to use that website, you guys can also use CouchTuner. It's www.couchtuner.com, CouchTuner.com. That enables you to watch every and any single show that's out on HBO, I mean, Showtime, Nickelodeon, MTV, VH1, whatever. They have shows that you can stream and watch for free without downloading, without signing up. So if you were to use Rabbit, you can definitely go ahead and input that into your system and watch that with your partner. There's just so many things that you can do, and I'm going to reiterate what I said earlier about the one-stop shop for LDRs, LDRs being love-distance relationships. It's www.lovingfromadistance.com. And, I mean, I'm really all for, like, long-distance relationships. I'm for any fucking relationship, anything that makes you happy, whatever it is, like, do what you have to do. There's a lot of people that will try to discourage you from a long-distance relationship because it's someone that you haven't met, it's someone that you haven't seen, smelled, touched, tasted. At the end of the day, the same person that you're meeting online could be the same person that you're meeting at a line at Walmart. It could be the same person that you're meeting at the movie theater, the same person that you're meeting at Chipotle, the same person that you're meeting at work, because I know that I'm no different from the people that I work and live around every day. The same people that I can meet out in the public are the same people that I can meet online. So don't ever, you know, discriminate or discourage someone because, or feel discouraged yourself because you met someone online. Because, I mean, they're not Lucifer. I mean, they might be. But more times than not, They're just another normal person looking to communicate with another human being. And in this society, in this day and age, 2016, it's really hard to communicate with people out in public. I mean, I've been to a couple of bars and lounges and pubs and even open mics where I wasn't able to communicate with the people right then and there because they were more concerned with giving out their handle for IG or their handle for Facebook so that we can communicate at a later date and time behind a screen when we were, you know, right in each other's faces at that point, period, in time. But, you know, this is a time and age where people hide behind their screens. So don't be discouraged if you meet someone online and you feel like you fell in love with this person and who they are and you want to get to know them more. I mean, shit happens. If you're going to meet a fucked up person, you're going to meet them whether it's from behind a keyboard or in Walmart. Like, it just happens. Like, whoever that person is, they're that person everywhere and anywhere that they go. Everyone has a representative. You just have to be cognizant of what you're doing and who you're doing it with. I'm kind of getting tired of talking by myself, even though I kind of really enjoy it. So my co-host, Sin, are you feeling better, babe? Like, are you here or not?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you have anything to say?
Like, I'm feeling everything you're talking. Like, I mean, long-distance relationships is hard, like, but if you want to make it work, you'll do what you got to do to make it work.
You know, I have 10 minutes left. Oh, no, I'm lying. I have 8 minutes left. And since people want to really go in and go hard on what happened in Late Night Talk with Shad, I'm going to discuss it. And I'm known for putting people on blast. And this is not really a blast, more or less, than making people aware of what's going on because I don't want any fucking secrets. But, okay, babe, I just read that. But my sis is asking me what happened to Shad's 30 minutes. Like, if you guys feel like I overtook Shad's 30 minutes when brother asked a question and I responded to it, please call in and let me know at 713-955-0347, because I'm really confused right now as to what the issue is, what the problem is. I don't feel like I overthrew or took his 30 minutes. This was a half-and-half session, yes, but was I supposed to shut up and not have an opinion and not say anything until my show came on? I'm so confused. I'm hearing that someone judged her on your relationship, but to be honest, the show was for us to share. I don't feel like there was any judgment going on. I mean, I was stating my opinion, and so was Sin. And if no one else was saying nothing, that's their prerogative. But I don't feel like we were. So people are saying that judgment was passed and that they're not with it. I'm going to say this now, and it's going to be the last time that I say it. I'm not anyone to pass judgment. I had my opinion. I stated my opinion. If anyone was offended by my opinion, then that must mean that they didn't agree with it. So what happens is when you become an adult and you're able to correspond with other adults, you're able to state your opinion without being backlashed about your opinion. Therefore, ergo, what I did, what Sin did, was state our individual opinion. It wasn't that we were coming for any particular person because we weren't. We were just stating our opinions, and it wasn't for anyone to catch offense off of. It was the fact that this is what we believe in, this is what we're going to state, this is our testimony, this is how we're feeling. It doesn't mean that you have to feel, you know, taste, smell the same way that we do. It was just the simple fact that this is where we were in our lives that, you know, enabled us to speak and say this way. It was no judgment being passed. I'm not Jesus. I'm not God. I wasn't passing judgment. I'm not even a fucking Christian, if you want to get technical. I'm not an atheist, but I'm agnostic. So I definitely wasn't passing judgment. If you're offended by my opinion, by the way that I live, or by the way that I felt at one period point of time in my life, because people change every day, and I'm definitely one of those people that are interchanging, and I change every day, and, I always progress. I always want to progress. If you feel some type of way, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry at the same time, because it was just an opinion, and it wasn't me slamming my hammer down, saying that this is what you need to do in order to live in my light or my path. Like, no, I was stating my opinion. If this is a forum where people can't speak their opinion and state facts or state opinions or just, speak in general without someone else getting offended, then this is a forum that should not happen. I have people call my show all the time that go against what it is that I think. Do I bash them? Do I ask them what's going on? Do I tell them why they're judging me? No, everyone is going to have their separate opinion. If you can't deal with it, if you cannot stand the heat, get the fuck out of the kitchen. I've been doing this for years. This is not something that I started last month. I've been doing Queenship Radio, a.k.a. Dope Dynamic 1 and Dope Dynamic 2 and Lyric Radio for 4, 5, 6 years. This is not something that I just stumbled upon and decided that I was going to do as a hobby. If you're going to be in this line of business, you're going to have to listen, sit, and deal with other people's opinions and rationalities and accept them. Like, if you can't handle the fact that somebody has their own opinion and they're not going to go with exactly what the fuck it is that you said for that moment, period, in time, day, year, what the fuck ever, like, it's just something that you have to deal with. I really don't need people coming at me at this point in my life asking me what's wrong with me, asking me what's going on with me because I have a different opinion. Like, I'm just mad confused. They're saying that there should have been more time for late night talk with Shad. This is something that we planned together. It was half and half. Half an hour for my bro, half an hour for me. If that was the case, then he should have made his show for 10 p.m., and I would have made my show for 11 p.m. I told my brother that it wasn't going to be long enough to have a half an hour show if you weren't going to start until 10:40. But at the same time, was I supposed to limit my opinions because you wanted to start your show at 10:30 so that we can call it half and half? Like, at the end of the day, to be honest, if you're not feeding fucking and financing me all at the same time, I'm getting to a point in life where it's like I really don't give a fuck. I don't have time, patience, effort, or energy in my day to deal with the 3 children that I've been given from the state and 3 other children that I've been given to my IMVU. I don't got time for this shit. Like, I don't want to get messy. I don't want to get nasty. But at the same time, I'm a grown-ass fucking woman. If y'all can't understand what the fuck it is that's happening right now, like, I'm good. Like, I'm so good off of this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you a song for you all long-distance relationships people. If long distance is killing me by Brandy, you already know. And I'm going to hang up and I'm going to call my girl. Why? Because she's rational. Have a good night.
There's only so many songs that I can sing to pass the time. Things to do to get you off my mind. Oh, all I have is this picture in a frame that I hold close to see your face every day. With you is where I'd rather be, but with the it's over. This long distance is killing me.